Street, Paul. Community members gathered at the Manawanis Native Friendship Center for a pancake breakfast on December 2 to honor the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, IDPD. Kim DeChain, a workshop facilitator, leadership coach, teacher and expert on burnout and mindfulness, was invited to speak at the event. Included in DeChain's speech was information about mental health. "I have a hidden disability of mental illness," said DeChain. "And I'm here to talk about my journey within that to help people with their mental health." Among the messages DeChain shared was the importance of looking after ourselves. She said many people are burnt out and overwhelmed, and, "I'm just really talking about my own process that I've learned through 19 years of suffering from depression and anxiety." She said her process involves the head, heart, and hands. So, learning to slow down our minds, she explained, and learning how to connect our heart with others and for ourselves through kindness and compassion. Then the hands, which she explained signifies support. "We're often taught that as adults, we should be independent, and when we're independent, we're stronger, and we're more important," said DeChain. "But many people are missing so much connection, and people need to lift each other up and celebrate one another. It's really about learning how to connect with ourselves so we can connect with others," she reiterated. "It is also important to ask for help and realize we are not alone." Thus, DeChain explained that connecting with people and sharing stories allows the realization that we all feel the same. "Let's take a step back together and figure out how to move forward together," said DeChain. Connie Bigham with Employee Abilities said the event was made possible thanks to a collaboration between multiple organizations. "I just want to thank everybody who helped with the event and helped put it on." The event was hosted by the Regional Abilities Awareness Community, the St. Paul Family and Community Support Services, and the Premier's Council on the Status of Persons with Disabilities, according to Bigham. Bigham also thanked Manawanis Native Friendship Center for providing the venue for free, as well as the local businesses who helped sponsor the event. The United Nations, UN, proclaimed December 3 as the International Day of Persons with Disabilities in 1992. According to information from the UN, the day aims to promote the rights and well-beings of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and development, and to increase awareness of the situation of persons with disabilities in every aspect of political, social, economic and cultural life. Alberta also recognizes IDPD annually every December 3. According to information from the Government of Alberta, International Day of Persons with Disabilities increases awareness of diverse abilities and promotes inclusion for Albertans with disabilities.